This is Terry Daniel. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Abe Berniker and Sarah Gruskin, co-founders of the cutting-edge men and women beauty and skincare line En Rouge Skincare Cosmetic, which is all about high quality customization. Abe and Sarah, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. How are you today?
Hi.
Hello to the both of you. So first, tell us your story of how you got started with En Rouge. And Abe, I guess you can start out with that.
Okay, great. Excellent. Well, first of all, Eric, I just wanted to say thank you for having us on the program. It is an honor for us to be on the program. Now, as far as how we got started in the health and beauty business, and more importantly, in En Rouge, let me tell you a bit about my background. Before we began developing En Rouge, I've worked as a financial consultant. Many of my customers in the financial business have been business owners, some of which were manufacturers and distributors in the health and beauty field. What I've come to realize was that although there are many companies and products out there selling health and beauty products, creating the right balance in a product is not that simple. To find a product which is effective and fashionable without a compromising on it being healthy and nutritious for the skin can be a great challenge. So, Eric, it was with this that we began to develop En Rouge to try to create the right balance in each product.
How then did you accomplish this with your line of products?
Well, accomplishing it is not easy. However, the way we go about doing it is we make our main focus in offering products which are healthy and nutritious for the skin while always keeping up with the fashion as well as latest techniques to help for our skincare regimen line. We are constantly going through our products and ingredients to see how we can improve any particular product by offering something which is better, taking out ingredients or adding ingredients which would be better for the skin. By doing so, we believe we are offering our customers the best in quality, style, and in health.
So, Sarah, how did you find En Rouge fulfilling your passions?
Well, I definitely find that it fulfills my passion in the cosmetic field. I actually heard an interesting study from a friend of mine, and then I later read it online titled The Lipstick Sign. This study claims that when an ill woman puts on lipstick, it's a sign of her beginning stages of recovery. A woman putting on lipstick signifies a positive attitude because she's doing something for herself. I think that all women and men alike need to feel good about themselves. And by working with En Rouge, this gives me the ability to help both men and women feel good about themselves while actually doing something good for their skin, you know, in the process.
Today we're joined by Abe Berniker and Sarah Gruskin, co-founders of the cutting-edge men and women beauty and skincare line En Rouge Skincare Cosmetic, which is all about high-quality customization here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Sarah, what are some of the methods that you have implemented to help sell your brand?
Well, from the first stages of marketing our brand, we actually put an extra effort to offer customer assistance with, like, picking out the correct color for the right, you know, the right type of skin, by actually doing makeup parties and events where, you know, we would come down and sit with all the guests and the people at the party to customize it for their perfect color and skin type. But what's more exciting right now is we're actually offering customized gift sets, you know, in the next few months. And we're having for Mother's Day coming up makeup and skincare sets, which are based on eye color. We're having a basic set, which is an eye set, and then we're having like a mediocre set, which is eye and face, and then an elite package, which is going to include eye, face, and some moisturizers and skincare products. And this will make, you know, shopping for cosmetics just a lot easier.
And Abe, in conclusion, what tip or advice would you like to give to our entrepreneur listeners and business owners struggling and facing difficult challenges?
Absolutely. I can say, like, coming from the financial consulting background and now building En Rouge from the ground up, I can tell you one thing, Eric, it isn't easy. Developing and growing a business has lots of challenges. Although each situation needs its own solution based on whatever the problem is, I believe that I can offer what I believe to be two fundamental tools, which are most essential when anyone in a business faces a challenge and wants to overcome it. Firstly, I would say is don't give up. You know the expression, you don't fail until you give up. The second thing I would say is to be realistic and make the best of the situation. Now, I don't mean be realistic, meaning to give up when things aren't going your way. Rather, I mean to say that instead of trying to change a mistake or an error you've made in the past, focus on making the best choices based on the situation how it is today.
Where can our listeners find more information about Unruge Skincare Cosmetics online?
We have a full e-commerce site at www.enrouge.net. That's E-N-R-O-U-G-E.net. You can search us on Facebook, Enrouge Elite Cosmetics. We have a Twitter site, and we have a customer service line. People can call anytime, 800-803-0424.
Beautiful. They are A. Berniker and Sarah Gruskin, co-founders of the Cutting Edge Men and Women Beauty and Skincare line, Enrouge Skincare Cosmetic, which is all about high-quality customization. Go check them out online at enrouge.net. Abe and Sarah, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us briefly on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you, Eric. Have a good day.
You too, the both of you. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.
People think that everything's digital, and I just met with a group, and they said, we're all digital. And I said, well, how do we get in touch with you? And they said, they didn't really know. And I said, a business card would help you. And they said, no, we're all digital. And I said, your business card is actually even more important in the digital age, because it's one of the simplest things you can give somebody, and they can take it with them, and they can find out how to reach you, whether it's got a QR code on it, or whether it's just got your website. It's the way that people remember who you are. The other thing about business cards is, spend the extra money and don't have the ones that are free from Vistaprint. Put something on the back of the card that distinguishes you from your competition. Put an image, put a link, put something that you can use to promote your service and your company, because your business card is a wonderful way to continue to spread the word about your company, business, or service.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.